神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
We are very glad to have you.
很高兴跟您在一起。
Today, we're going to speak about the strong-willed child.
今天我们要来谈一谈意志刚烈的孩子。
At one period of my life, I was a principal and also was teaching, the first grade.
我曾经在一个学校担任过校长，而且也教过初一年级。
It was a small school that we had just begun.
是一个小小刚开创的学校。
There was a little girl in kindergarten whose name was Hedy.
那在幼儿部呢，有一个孩子叫做 Hedy。
Now Hedy was a strong-willed child.
这个孩子的意志很刚烈。
There was a period of time that she enjoyed marking everything with her crayons.
那有一段时间呢，她很喜欢用她的蜡笔，然后在任何的地方涂颜色。
She would mark the paper, but she would also mark on the children's clothes.
那在纸上面涂，也在孩子们小朋友的衣服上涂。
And she would mark on the wall.
然后呢，墙壁也涂。
Now the teacher would bring her to me as I was the principal.
那因为我是一个校长，所以呢，老师会把她带到我的办公室来。
And I would have to talk with her.
我就必须要跟她谈一谈。
And I would tell her, Hedy, you cannot do this.
我就跟她说，你不能再这样做。
It's not acceptable at school.
这个在学校里面是不被接受的。
And then I would give her a little spanking.
然后我就给她一点处罚，打她几下。
She would leave the room and then, sure enough, after a while, they bring her back.
她就离开了，不久之后又被带进来了。
The same thing would happen again.
一样的事情又发生了。
And the next time they bring her back again.
又再一次离开又带回来。
I would speak to her, spank her, and send her back.
跟她讲一讲，打一打，又把她送回去。
One day, they brought her back.
有一次，他们再把她带回来。
She came just to the door.
她刚走到我的门口的时候。
And I looked up at her.
我看着她。
And suddenly she bursted out crying.
突然间她就哭起来了。
She cried as if her little heart would break.
那哭得真的像她的心碎了。
Now it never really seemed to bother her before that I had corrected her.
以前当被送回来被管教的时候呢，从来她都不会怎么样。
But this time I hadn't even said a word.
那这一次刚走到门口，我连一句话都没有说。
Her will had been broken.
他的意志被破碎了。
Maybe I shouldn't say it had been broken. It had been brought into submission.
应该不是说把他的意志弄碎了，而是说呢，他已经降服下来了。
After that, Hedy never did that again.
从那时候开始，这个孩子就不再做这件事情了。
There are many children that are very strong-willed.
很多孩子的意志是很刚烈的。
They have decided that they are going to have what they want, when they want it, and how they want it.
他们这样决定，就是当我想要的时候我就要，我要怎么样我就要怎么样，就是完全按照他们自己的想法。
Now, as we look at the strong-willed child, or look at any child that may appear to be strong-willed, we have to first decide whether it is childhood,irresponsibility or willfulness.
当我们看到一个孩子意志很固执很刚烈的时候呢，你首先要辨别他是不是在能力上有困难。
Now, many times at the table, when the children are drinking their milk, they may be 2 years old, they may be 3 years old, and they hit the glass and it spills.
比如说 啊，两三岁的孩子，他们坐在桌子上面喝他们的牛奶，然后不小心洒在桌上。
Sometimes parents get very, very upset at that.
有时候父母亲看到非常的不高兴。
Particularly when the child does it often.
特别是常常发生的时候。
But you must recognize, is this just the child being irresponsible, not careful when they reach for the glass?
但是你需要先啊辨别到底这个孩子是因为他们的能力上没有办法，然后当他们啊拿杯子的时候不小心洒的。
Or are they being willfully, defiant in doing it?
或者是故意要把它洒出来的。
There was another time when I was teaching that I had a vase of flowers on my desk.
有一次我教书的期间呢，我有一盆花，一个花瓶放在我的办公桌上。
Now the children had gathered around my desk to talk with me.
那孩子们围在我的桌旁要跟我说话。
I said, children, now be careful that you don't knock over the vase and the water will spill out.
我就跟他们说，孩子们小心哦，那个花瓶里面有水，弄倒的话，那个水会流出来。
One of the little boys looked at me, picked up the vase and poured the water out.
然后其中一个男孩子呢，看着我，用手去抓那个瓶子，把水倒掉了。
It was a very willful act.
那是一个故意的行为。
So as we begin to watch our children as they are toddlers and they begin to get into their twos, watch them carefully to see just exactly what the problem may be.
所以当你的孩子有这种啊过失行为的时候呢，好好的去观察，然后分辨一下他是故意的还是不小心。
You see, children are irresponsible and they must be trained.
那孩子们有时候是没有办法尽到责任，而且需要被训练的。
They must be trained in picking up their clothes.
他们应该被训练，要把他们的衣服捡起来。
Brushing their teeth.
而且要刷他们的牙齿。
Giving you messages that others have told them to give.
然后别人传给他给你的话，要懂得传给你。
Doing their homework.
好好的做功课。
These are things that you must train them.
那这些呢，你都要训练他们。
We have to learn that we cannot expect too much from them until they reach the stage where they are capable of understanding.
那我们要知道，我们训练他们的时候，一定要啊跟着他们的那种成长发育的程度，一直到那个程度，他们才可以完成你要训练的。
And then we teach and train them to be responsible.
然后我们就教他们要做一个负责任的人。
This can be a very fun time in your life, in your child's life.
这样子在他们童年的时候，在你跟他之间的关系上面呢，有时候是很有趣的。
Oh no, you say it takes too much time.
或许你说，哎呀，用太多时间了。
I can do it easier than training them.
我可以用啊容易一点的办法，而不要这样训练他们。
You're doing them a great job.Unjustice.
这样子的话，你对他们不公平。
For as you train your child to live socially and emotionally and physically in this life, they will be blessed.
因为如果你在他们的不管是生理上或者是情绪或者是社交上面训练他们的话，以后他们是受祝福的。
Well, you say, how do you train?
那或许你说，那你怎么样来训练他们呢？
Well, a lot of times you can make a game out of it.
那有时候呢，你可以用游戏的办法来训练他们。
Helping them and teaching them to remember what to do.
帮助他们，让他们知道，来记得该怎么做。
Now you can say to your little child, go out to the door, and when I call, run in immediately and say, Mama, what do you want?
你可以训练跟你的孩子做游戏，小小的孩子说你到门口去，当听到我的声音的时候，你就要跑回来，问我说，妈妈，你要我做什么？
And as you do, you just say, oh, you praise them. You did so well.
如果他真的照你这样做的话，你就要赞美他，告诉他做得很好。
And you just make them feel like they really have done something.
这样子的话，你会让他们感觉到他们真的有所成就。
Expect some responsible activities out of your children.
对你的孩子，希望他们有一些活动，对他们有一些期待。
Expect them to be able to be responsible to pick up their clothes.
期待他们要尽责任，比如说呢，捡起他们的衣服。
For some people, that is a very difficult job to teach them that.
有些孩子呢，对他们是很难的。
But again, reward them with your smiles, reward them with your encouragement, telling them how pleased you are that they have done this.
如果他们做的话，你就用你的微笑，还有你的赞美来报答他们。
You see, using rewards is a positive effect in training.
有时候奖赏是在他们的训练里面的一个积极性的一个作用。
When I speak of rewarding a child for doing something they are responsible to do, I am not speaking about bribing them with candy and money.
当我说你要对你的孩子的好行为有一些奖赏的时候，我并不是说你要用钱或者是用糖果来贿赂他们。
I'm talking about praising them, giving them a loving hug. Maybe you have a chart that you put a star up there every time they do what they're responsible for.
我的意思是说呢，你可以抱抱他们，然后或许赞美他们，或许给他们一个表，然后给他们贴上贴纸来做记号，来表达你对他们的赞赏。
But of course, in training and doing this to teach them their responsibility, you must be consistent with it all.
当你要训练的时候，你一定要坚持、持守、常常持续的。
But now let's go on to the strong-willed child.
我们再继续来谈到这个这种意志刚烈孩子的训练。
It is different than being irresponsible.
这种刚烈的意志呢，跟没有办法做到的这样的是不同的。
But the strong-willed child defies you by their attitudes and their words.
一个意志刚烈的孩子呢，他们用他们的讲话或者是行为来跟你挑逗。
Either by their attitude, the way they shrug themselves, the way they put their face, they're saying to you, I know what you want, but I will not give it to you.
甚至他们表情上面或他们的那种身体的语言上面来告诉你说呢，我知道你要什么，可是我就是不做。
They might be saying by their actions, I'm not accepting your leadership.
意思是说呢，我不会接受你的对我的权威。
Inside, they may be saying, I'll show you who is the toughest, who is the strongest.
里面或许是在这样讲说，我要让你知道我比你还要刚烈。
Actually, the strong will is in the nature of many children.
那基本上孩子里面有这种很刚烈的这种特性。
It's born in many of them.
因为生出来就带着这样的个性。
They want to have their way.
他们要用他们的方法。
They want to challenge authority.
他们要挑逗权柄。
They want, and you know, they display this very early in their life and very strongly.
那在很早期的时候就会很强烈的表现出来。
Some children are very fearful to displease mom and dad.
有些孩子呢，对于让爸妈不高兴就很害怕。
But not the strong-willed child.
但是这些刚烈意志的孩子不会害怕。
It seems they don't have any fear and they'll challenge your authority.
他们呢，不但不会害怕，而且会挑战你的权柄。
It's actually like he's looking for a good fight.
好像他常常要跟人家吵，跟人家争执。
But don't disappoint them. Just let them know without question that you are the authority.
所以如果他们想挑战的话，不要让他们失望。你要很清楚的，而且很坚决，让他们知道你就是权柄。
Parents, you must do this.
父母亲一定要坚持。
So that you can have some happy years with this child.
好，让你跟孩子以后过得快乐。
And that this child can bring you joy instead of sorrow.
以后呢，孩子所带给你的才是你的欣慰、高兴，而不是伤心。
You say, how do I do this?
那我怎么办呢？
You don't know my son. You don't know my daughter. I can't control them.
你不认识我的孩子，我是没有办法来控制我的孩子。
It hurts me when a parent of an 8 or a 10-year-old child looks at me and says, I can't do a thing with them.
当一个父母亲有八九十岁的孩子来告诉我说他没有办法来控制他孩子的时候呢，我听起来就很沉痛。
The problem is you didn't start early enough.
因为这个问题是自己在早期的时候没有训练他们。
Or you really haven't done it at all.
或许说你从来就没有训练过他们。
Let me give you a few helps with this.
或许我给你几点来帮助你。
One of the great things that can bring a child into submission is make that child look at you.
第一个，当你想让孩子降服下来之后，让他看着你的眼睛。
Insist that they look you in the eye.
让他的眼睛对着你的眼睛。
You see, it does something to them.
这个对他们有一些功用。
It tells them, listen.
告诉他们说你一定要听。
And keep asking if he understands.
然后问他说你懂我的意思吗
Then in a voice that you're calm and conversational tone, tell him what the boundaries are and what you expect.
用一个很平定很安静的声音然后很清楚地告诉他们说我期待你守这样子的规范
Now let me see if you can picture this.
比如说这样子你来想一想
Bring your child to eye level with you.
把你的孩子放到或者是让他坐到跟你的眼睛能够平齐的一个点。
When you first start this, the child will not want to look you in the eye.
一开始有时候孩子会逃避你的眼光。
He will turn his head.
他有时候会转他的头。
And you may have to bring his head back.
你需要把他的头转回来。
And he may turn it again.
他或许再转开。
But until You go on until he looks you in the eye.
一直到你把他转正，正视你的眼睛。
And then with a voice of authority, not yelling, not hollering, but calmly, but with a strong voice of authority, let him know what you expect.
用一个安静，不是用嘶喊，用大叫的，用安静的，这样的一个带着权威的声音告诉他。
And as he looks you in the eye,You keep saying, do you understand what I'm saying?
然后你就继续地问,你懂我在说什么吗?
Do you know what I mean?
你懂我的意思吗?
You must do this.
你要做,一定要这样做。
And set down the boundaries for them.
为他们设下规范。
Maybe it's like going to bed at night. Children don't like to go to bed.
比如说呢上床孩子不喜欢上床的时间
For the strong-willed child this can be a real time of conflict and battle
对一个意志刚烈的孩子呢要他们去睡觉是一个很大的征战
You may begin saying now get ready and go to bed
或许你说该去睡觉了
No movement goes on doing what he wants
没有任何的反应继续地做他的事情
I tell you go on to bed now
你跟你说过吗上床睡觉了
Now, if you don't go to bed, I'm going to spank you.
再不上床的话我就要打你咯。
But the spanking never comes.
但是呢你都不打。
And you keep at the child until both of you are frustrated.
只一直在后面念他一直到他也不喜欢然后你也不高兴。
Now, what you need to do is set a time for bed.
你可以给他一个时间就是上床的特定时间。
Now, he may be playing.
或许他在玩。
And you want him to go to bed at 8 o'clock.
你要他八点去睡觉。
Now remember, his mind is concentrating. He's thinking on whatever he's doing.
记得他现在正很专心的在玩他自己的东西。
You go over to him.
你过去。
And you make him look at you.
叫他看着你。
And you say, it's 7:30 now.
跟他说七点半了。
And in a half hour, you must go to bed.
在半个钟头你就要去睡觉。
Now look at me, do you understand?
看着我你懂了吗
You have only a half hour to play.
你只剩下半个钟头可以玩哦。
And so exactly at 8 o'clock,
八点的时候
you be there and let him know you mean it.
你要在那里准时在那里让他知道你这样说就是要他这样做。
You see, being consistent is a major part of handling your child.
你要处理能够掌握你的孩子你要能够常常持续的坚持的这样子去做。
You cannot allow your child to do just anything they want.
你不能总是让你的孩子想做什么就做什么。
You must have some boundary and some policies for your home.
在家里你要立定一些规则或者是你的规范。
Now, at times, your children will ignore you, or that child will ignore you.
有时候那个孩子呢听了但是呢他就不从。
Maybe they'll say no to you.
或许他们会说不要。
Maybe they talk back and they begin to scream.
有时候呢顶嘴或者是开始就喊起来。
Well, you see, that is the time that you must recognize and make them to recognize that you are the authority.
那个时候你就让他们知道你是权柄。
And you may have to discipline them.
你或许要管教他们。
That means you may have to give them some sort of punishment.
意思是说呢，你要给他一些处罚。
Now, discipline is really training, but in training, there may have to be punishment.
管教是一种训练，训练中有时候包括你的处罚。
When they're very small, we can give them little spanks.
小的时候你给他一点点的打几下。
As they get a little older, we may have to take some of their privileges away from them.
大一点的话你可以剥夺他的权益。
But when you allow them to talk back to you and say no, you have lost your ability to control.
如果你容许你的孩子对你顶嘴而且呢回绝的话，那你已经失去你做一个权柄的这种掌控力。
Actually, it's very embarrassing in front of people when your child talks back to you and says no and belittles you.
如果在孩子的面前，在大众的面前，别人面前的孩子这样回嘴，这样子的话是很不好意思的。
Now, let's talk a little bit about when they get angry.
我们来谈一谈孩子们生气的时候。
Now, anger is an emotion.
生气是情绪方面的。
They feel like they've been violated. They've been done injustice.
有时候呢，他们觉得他们被对待不公平，或者他们觉得说有一些招惹他们。
Now, really, you need to allow them to express that anger.
你事实上需要让他们表达他们的生气。
You don't want to teach them to pull it in and smother it. You want to teach them how to control it.
你教导孩子不要让他们压抑下去，然后把他压制下来，而是要让他们可以表达出来，而且教他们怎么样控制生气。
Now, when they are in heat of the anger, you cannot talk a reason with them.
当他们正在生气的时候呢，你是没有办法跟他们理论的。
You must wait until that's over.And you can talk to them in a conversational voice.
你要等着，等到这个事情过去了，生气过去了，才可以好好的跟他们谈。
Now remember, you're trying to teach your child how to control their anger.
记得你是要教他们怎么样来控制他们的气氛。
So as you talk with them in this calm, conversational voice, you're letting them express how they feel to you.
当你跟他谈的时候呢，让他们来表达他们的感受。
Now, in teaching them to control, teach them how to express it to you.
那首先你让他们控制自己呢，要让他们知道怎么样来向你表达。
Not yelling at you, not hollering, not being abusive, no. But they learn how to speak it out in a rather calm type of way.
他们要表达是用很冷静的方法把它讲出来，而不是用嘶喊的，或者是有对你很凶暴的。
This takes time.
用时间来训练。
But it's well worth it for both you and the child.
但是对你对孩子都很值得的。
To teach your strong-willed child or any child how to control their anger.
不管是你的孩子的意志刚烈或者是不刚烈，都需要教他们怎么样控制自己的气氛。
Now remember, we are to set boundaries.
记得我们要立下规范。
And your child must know that these boundaries must be followed.
那孩子们一定要知道说，确定说这些规范是要遵守的。
So your job is to be consistent.
那你的工作就是要持守这些规范。
Consistent in your words.
你讲话要有它的持续性。
And in your actions.
你的行为也要坚持。
Don't tell them you're going to do something and not do it.
你告诉他们该怎么做，然后你又不做。
Don't keep telling them, I'm going to beat you, I'm going to beat you, I'm going to smack you. No, don't do that.
比如说你继续的说我要打你，然后你就不打，这样不行的。
Let them know if you're going to punish them, then punish them.
你要让孩子知道，如果你说要打，就是要打。
Now with our punishment, we must be, in a sense, mindful of the child,not to punish them in front of others and to belittle them in front of others.
处罚一定不要在别人的面前让他们失去颜面。
Your child must know that you love them.
你的孩子一定要知道说你是爱他们的。
I mean, something from the very inside of you warms that child to recognize that my mother, my dad really cares.
父母亲的里面一定要有一种很深沉的温馨，然后让孩子深深的感受到父母亲的爱还有关怀。
You see, it is so easy with a strong-willed child to give them a different message than that you really love them.
对一个意志刚烈的孩子，当你真的爱他们的时候，有时候很难让孩子去接受。
You see, they're not always lovable.
因为他们不是常常很可爱的。
They're hard to deal with.
他们很难面对。
You're working with them constantly to make them understand and to behave.
你总是他们的行为品性上面在纠正处理他们。
And so sometimes it's very difficult to show them the type of love that they need.
那所以这样子呢，他们需要的爱呢，有时候很难去从你的方面来感受到。
Because you may have other children in the home.
或许家里面还有其他的孩子。
And maybe one of them is what we call complacent. One that just does what you want, that shows you love, that just is a nice child.
因为另外一个孩子可能是那种很乖巧的孩子，他们很容易跟父母亲表达，然后呢，跟父母亲很相爱的这样的典型。
So as that strong-willed child watches you dealing with that child that is so easy to deal with, and yet it seems like you're so hard on them.
那这个性情刚烈的孩子呢，看着你对那个乖巧的孩子那么的容易，那么的温柔，他就想到说，你对我这样子不一样。
They sometimes get the message that you don't really love them.
所以他们有时候所接受到的自己的了解是说呢，爸爸妈妈不爱我。
You see, because actually many times they're very hostile even with their brothers and sisters.
有时候他们这样的孩子对于自己的弟兄姐妹呢也都非常的粗暴。
And you're constantly trying to separate them and to keep the atmosphere good.
那有时候父母亲需要把他们这个刚烈的还有这个乖巧的两个人分开。
So in some ways, you're going to have to show that strong-willed child that you love him.
那所以呢，你一定要有方法来表达你的爱，特别是对这个刚烈的孩子来表达你的爱。
Maybe it's in a little touch as you go by and pat him on the shoulder.
或许呢，拍一拍他的肩膀。
Hug him every once in a while.
偶尔抱他一下。
Be sure to look for something that he's done good and not always things that he is doing bad.
记得他有做好的时候，你要常常要去褒奖他，要去找他做得好的那一面。
You see, we have to balance love with controlling our children.
当你在管教他，你要掌握他的时候，要跟你的爱要有平衡。
And as you do, you will be building relationship with these children.
所以当你这样做的时候，你就在建立你们彼此的关系。
And so you must build a relationship with this strong-willed child that you control him, but you love him.
你要跟这个孩子建立关系，你能够掌握他，而且你也爱他。
Many times you might have to say to them, I do not like what you're doing, and you cannot do it, but I love you.
有时候你要对你的孩子说呢，你所做的我不喜欢，但是我还是爱你。
And so as much as you can, show some outward affection to this child.
尽可能的来对这个刚烈意志的孩子表达你的感情。
You're going to need to pray much.
你要多一点祷告。
To work hard.
你要用心。
But it can be done.
但是是可以做得到的。
You can take a strong-willed child and make a beautiful individual out of them.
你可以让这个意志很刚烈的孩子，然后后来非常的好。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金卢牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。记得我们在同样每周的晚上9:30收听恕我心曲，也欢迎您继续的收听下面的节目真道之光。